Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah.
I sing yellow and gold as a new day dawn, like a virgin unveiled who waited so long to dance and rejoice and to sing her song and to rest in the arms of a love so strong.
Welcome to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah, where we explore together the gift of our identity as daughters of the Father and how we can authentically live the feminine genius in today's world. I am so excited. Today we have a really special guest, Noelle Delery. Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
Welcome. And I'm also here with, I forgot to say,
Sarah Denny.
Sarah Denny, who actually is the Sarah in Sister and Sarah.
Surprise. It's me.
I know. So we're just so happy because today we're going to be speaking about a really important theme, I think, in all of our lives as women. And it's that whole idea of how to pray. And in a particular way, our guest, Noelle, is going to be sharing with us a little bit more about intercession. So I wanted to kind of introduce Noelle by saying that I met Noelle walking through the Archdiocesan Retreat Center, a beautiful, beautiful place that has been prayed in by many, many women in the South. And this one day we were taking a tour and Noelle works there. So I met her, and as I was kind of listening to you speak, Noelle, and seeing you, I thought to myself, this woman knows Jesus. This woman really prays. And so we're so glad that our listeners can kind of share a little bit in your wisdom by you being our guest today in the show. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, great. So why don't we start with that? Why don't we just start with what is intercession? For everybody out there, we probably have one idea, like the intercessions at Mass. You say these prayers and it's over. But maybe you could explain a bit more.
Intercession is prayer that's directed usually to the Heavenly Father. It's always in union with Jesus, and it's led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it is always for others. You know, often we go into prayer with petitions for ourselves, things that we need, and that's good. But intercession, by its nature, by its definition, is always prayer for others.
Wow. What a gift. I mean, I think oftentimes, like, I will go into prayer and the first thing I'm thinking of is, what do I need?
Right.
You know? And just the idea that by definition, as you said, intercession is something for others. Can you say a little bit more about that? Like, why? What is that getting at? Why is it that it's for others and not necessarily for ourselves?
Well, it's a ministry of love and compassion. It really comes forth from our desire to alleviate the sufferings of others, whether those are physical, emotional, or spiritual sufferings. Mm-hmm. So it's entering into the ministry of Jesus of loving others. That's what we're called to do, is to love others as He has loved us.
I think, too, as women, we've been talking a lot about our gift, the gift of our femininity, you know, and the gift of our the genius of woman, you know, that we somehow are entrusted with persons that are maybe our own children or the people that just pass through our lives. And to think that we can also, there's that question of how do you hold what you're given?
Mm-hmm.
How to hold, maybe to hold them in intercessory prayer.
The beautiful thing is we have a lot of, you know, different women, different callings that are listening to the show, but oftentimes it could be a temptation as we hold to maybe grasp, like, for control for this other person, like what we think might be best for them, but deep down comes from a real desire for love. Like, and I'm thinking just working with college students lately, like their parents and how much they want what's best for them. They feel like, oh, I can't do much to provide for my child anymore because they're an adult and they're off at college. But the gift, and I think in a sense, the real call that remains for parents, like even after your children have gone, there is a very important way in which you can still love and sacrifice for them. And that is, I really think, through intercessory prayer.
Absolutely. It's a life-giving ministry. Jesus said, I've come so that you may have life and have it in abundance. And He wants to use intercessors to be His instruments of life, of His life. And so we're really carrying people in our hearts to the Father.
Yeah.
It's a very selfless ministry.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you kind of wake up to this aspect of prayer? Because I'm sure, you know, prayer is like, you know, meditation, it can be contemplation, it's saying prayers. But what kind of opened you up for a little bit more depth as far as this aspect of prayer?
Well, I had heard, this is years ago, I had heard a talk on intercessory prayer, and it just set my heart on fire. Mm. And after that, I really started being attentive to the Holy Spirit placing on my heart people to pray for, situations to pray for. And so I felt led deeper into the ministry of intercession. And so I started going to intercessory prayer groups, and that really helped the gifts of intercession to grow.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you just said about that being led by the Spirit in prayer, I think, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I'm thinking this thought, you know, or
I was going to say that.
This
yeah.
is what I want. Mm-hmm. How does one know or even open up the part of you in prayer to say, Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me, show me? And how do you know that what comes to you is from the Holy Spirit?
Well, there are two key principles to most effective intercession. And let's face it, if we're going to be praying for people, we want our prayers to be as powerful as possible.
Amen.
So one is union with Jesus. Mm. You know, Jesus is the intercessor. And so we can't be effective intercessors separate and apart from him. So mm-hmm. our union with him, our relationship with him is very, very important. It's our praying in union with Jesus that moves the hand of God. You know, Jesus says in John 15, without me, you can do nothing.
That's right. Absolutely.
So he's pretty clear about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. He was clear.
So in another passage in John 15, he says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. I mean, that's an extraordinary promise.
It
but
is.
He's talking about union there. Mm-hmm. He's talking about his words entering our hearts, becoming part of us, becoming bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. That's union with him. And that's where the power of intercession comes from. And so, of course, what's key is our relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And how do we grow in a relationship with anyone? We spend time with them. We share our heart thoughts with them, our feelings with them, and we let them share their feelings with us. And it's the same way with Jesus.
So there's a listening aspect.
Yes.
Okay.
In prayer, spending time with him mm-hmm. in prayer, you learn to listen to his voice within your heart. And that's key, because the second principle that is so important in effective intercession is that the most fruitful intercession is when we are led by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we let the Holy Spirit lead us as to who to pray for, what to pray for, and how to pray for them. You were saying, set aside our own prayer agenda mm-hmm. and ask the Holy Spirit to show us how to pray for this person or this situation.
Wow, that's like everything.
Yeah. And what would you have to say, Noelle, to someone maybe is listening, and I think a lot of people, and you're thinking, okay, but I have these really big things going on in my life. So how do you sort of balance, like, when do they or do they pray for themselves and these things that are personal to them? Does that make sense? Like, how do they approach that and sort of balancing the call to intercession?
Well, okay, because the ministry of intercession, just like every ministry we're in, it flows out of our relationship with Jesus and being filled with his love,
mm-hmm.
Spending time in his presence. And so that has to be the foundation for us, is
uh-huh.
spending that time with him, drawing from his love.
Yeah.
And so that has to be foundational.
Mm-hmm.
And the intercession flows out of that.
And his presence is truly like privileged in his word. I mean, because mm-hmm. sometimes we think, okay, I'll go to a park and spend time with Jesus, which is nice and fine, but you can't replace the importance and the core of the word of God
mm-hmm.
being the presence of Jesus and sort of speaking into us his personal connection to us in the very stuff of our life, you know, because it's from there, I think, that our intercession can flow. Because when we hear that kind of, you know, gospel message of truth and goodness and beauty in God, then we can bring things to Him that need Him, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And do you have any sort of, I guess, practical recommendations? Like, we have women who, you know, they're new moms, or they're in college, or their kids are away at college, and they're trying. I think most women are really trying to find the time and to make the time. Like, do you have any practical recommendations if a woman is just sort of in the beginning of trying to build consistency in prayer? Like, even if they only have 5 minutes, like, can you speak to that? Like, the power and the just that, you know, that the Lord is going to respond to however much we can give to Him.
Right. And I recommend that even if you don't have a large chunk of time because of the nature of your responsibilities at home, find the time that you do. There's little snippets of time to mm-hmm. spend with Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you.
Yes.
And He will. You'll see. You'll see, well, gosh, I have 5 minutes here. Oh, I have 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And He will make that time fruitful because you're giving what you have.
Yeah. Right? We were in a conversation actually one day, and I was saying something about my prayer time, and I don't even know if you know you said it, but you said something like, but then there's all the rest of the day. And I was like, whoa, drop the mic, Noelle. Like, meaning, you know, when I'm walking from point A to point B, can I lift my heart? You know, like mm-hmm. St. Therese said, prayer is. It's just a lifting of your heart to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Or that most powerful prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and all the intercessions that are in mm-hmm. that prayer for the world, for the earth that is me and that is the earth of, you know, the United States or wherever. bringing all of that in the midst of a day can really transform us.
And it reminds me too of what you're saying about if it's coming from a foundation of union with Jesus, then all of these little moments that are sort of surprising us throughout the day, we have the eyes to see them because we've first, you know, in some way we're striving to even have a little pocket of time, maybe in the beginning of the day, whatever it is based on your schedule. Mm-hmm. But also too, like I'm thinking as when I've had conversations with you, Noelle, you use the term or the phrase, like the Holy Spirit drops in something. And I really feel like that's so true. Often, especially when I'm driving, I think because you're just more sort of on go mode, like people will randomly, like in terms of I'll remember someone, maybe I haven't talked to them in a few years even, this has happened to me. And I feel like the thought of them will drop in. And this has happened countless times. I'll see them like the next day
wow.
or like the next week. And the Lord has reminded me, I think often through you, Noelle, and you, sister, like there's probably a reason, you know, and if we're really striving to be in union with Him, like to have the eyes to see, oh, I think the Lord is allowing this person to come into my awareness in some way so that I can offer them and pray for them. Even if it's a small prayer, like there's still power in that.
Well, I think too that now we're going to be going to a break. So when we come back from the break, I think it would be great if we talked a little bit more about how the Holy Spirit can kind of be guiding us through mm-hmm. our prayer and what break that down for us, because I think we have our ideas of what that means, but maybe you could give us a few stories too to just kind of illustrate a little bit more about how to let the Spirit guide us in our prayer. So we are here, Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah, and we'll see you right on the other side.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when He said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah, where we explore together the gift of our identity as daughters of the Father and how we can authentically live the feminine genius in today's world. I am Sarah Denny.
And I'm Sister Tracy.
And today we are blessed to be joined with Noelle Delery, who's just sharing with us all the insights that she's had through these years of walking with the Lord and sort of, you know, teaching us in our own way how to intercede. And if you missed the first half, we were just talking about the gift of intercession really as a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, that if we're built on union with the Lord, then from that relationship flows naturally this space where the Spirit can almost put on our hearts different people or situations that we can pray for. Mm. So what we really, you know, before the break, we started saying, okay, so, you know, I was sharing, sometimes I'm driving in the car and I just feel like randomly I start thinking about this person. And I'm like, why am I thinking about this person? This makes no sense. But as I've spoken with Noelle and Sister through the last few years, I start to realize this is really an invitation often from the Lord to offer this person back, to intercede in some way. For it doesn't mean that I have awareness or that I need to know what's even happening in their lives. But just to trust that if the Lord is present and moving and the Spirit is leading this prayer, then He knows the purpose for which He has prompted that prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we set aside our own prayer agenda, mm-hmm. and asked the Holy Spirit, show me how to pray for this. It's like the apostles asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray.
How
to pray for this person, this situation, for this marriage, for this community, our nation, our government. Mm-hmm. You know, teach us how to pray. And then we just ask Him to do what He's showing us He wants to do. So it's so effective because we're praying according to the mind and heart of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the whole time we've been talking, the scripture verse that's coming to mind is the one from Romans 8 about, you know, often we don't even know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Like that I might not even, you know the purpose or the end for this, like we were mentioning before, but that it could be a moment in time right now that I'm driving in my car and I offer this person. And at times, then as I sit with that, more things start to come in that moment on that same drive. And at other times it might be, it's just a simple little offering. And that's kind of it. And then maybe, you know, I can be surprised 2 weeks later. But as it becomes like a lifestyle of sorts, that you're always in this, I almost feel like a docile disposition to receive the Lord's inspiration.
Yeah.
Right. And it takes humility. It takes having that childlike heart, trusting in the Lord, depending upon Him, knowing that we don't know.
Yeah,
and always turning to Him. And so if we let this become a lifestyle for us, we will start to see, oh, He's asking me to pray for that person.
Yeah.
Oh, He wants me to pray for this situation. As we grow closer to the heart of God, we start to become aware more and more of the burdens that are in His heart and the people that He is wanting to love through us.
Yeah.
And so He will give particular intercessors, particular burdens. Mm-hmm. So trust the promptings of your heart, trust the leading of the Spirit. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such an important point.
I know.
Just sometimes
I
feel like there can be this, and I've even struggled with this at times, this sort of emotional like response that sometimes people can be like, oh my gosh, so much spiritual attack. Like I just feel whatever. And when we're feeling emotionally, you know, sad or drained or something, that can be a lot of different factors. But sometimes I do think we forget to consider, wait, what have I been feeling drawn to offer up and what person or situations have been feeling drawn to offer up? And I feel like this invitation to participate in especially divine mercy, right? Like everything that Jesus has said to St. Faustina, He's always asking her, you know, will you participate with me in carrying either these treasures, you know, or which really is both and the joys, but also the sorrows of His heart, that we can be a friend to the Lord and even console His heart. In ways that, you know, I think sometimes we just forget that that's an option.
I think sometimes we just want to be rid of the burden. I mean, let's be honest. It just feels heavy and hard and we're not sure why.
And I was reading recently this, one of my favorite books that's helped me a lot. It's called Consoling the Heart of Jesus. And this priest, the first half is really this sort of retreat that you can do on your own. It's based on the life and spirituality of St. Therese. But the second half of the book is different quotes from the Diary of St. Faustina split based on theme. So for instance, one of the themes is prayer. Another theme is the gaze of God. Another theme is suffering. Mm-hmm. But Jesus, it's just so beautiful to me how tender He is that He's constantly saying to her, like, hey, will you speak to me like a friend speaks to a friend? And He tells her, you know, when you have discouragement and anxiety beat against your heart, I just want you to run to my heart.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just that invitation of that even that, in some way, I know it doesn't always make sense logically, but yeah. Jesus is way bigger than our logic, that those moments where we run to him, that truly even that can be an intercession for the people around us or for situations, just because we're responding to the prompting of the Spirit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I think one of the most fruitful Lents I had was, instead of giving up sweets, which is, there's always a little mixed motive there.
Yeah.
You know, I might take off a few pounds. On yeah. Y'all have probably never done that. But but on this particular Lent, the Lord led me to every day ask the Holy Spirit, show me what you want me to offer up today. Show me what sacrifice you want me to make.
That's
and then I would be attentive throughout the day. And I knew every day exactly what it was he was asking me for. Every day was different.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it was very powerful and that it was very Spirit-led. See, anytime we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit and our intercession is according to the will of God, it is very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to stay attentive to what is he asking me to pray for? We might hear something on the news. We might read something in the newspaper, or someone might tell us something about something that's happened or about somebody who's hurting, and we'll know it. We'll feel so deeply moved within to pray for that person. That's a burden that the Lord is putting on your heart to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it points also to a lot of self-awareness, you know, a lot of connection to your own inner movements, because it's true that how many times I'll fill the air of my mind because maybe I think, well, I've got a few minutes, I'll let me listen to the radio, which is fine, but there are times where I'm reacting to something, I'm feeling something, and instead of passing over it, allowing that to kind of be lifted in prayer to God can often bring me to a place where he wants to be close to me,
mm-hmm.
like a friend, in a deeper relating of who I am to him, and also offering whatever that situation is in prayer to him.
It's a very powerful ministry. Saint Teresa of Calcutta has a beautiful quote. She said, I used to believe that prayer changes things. Now I know that prayer changes us and we change things.
Wow.
It's you know, it's one of the reasons intercession is so powerful. It's a very hidden ministry. You know, a lot of times people don't know that we're praying for them.
Mm.
So it does require humility. We probably won't get thanked, but that's okay because it protects us from pride.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
right.
We don't always know if our prayers have been answered.
Right, that's a really...
Yeah, now sometimes the Lord will let us know so mm-hmm. that it will encourage us in the ministry of intercession, but often we don't know. We just trust that we have done what he has asked us to do. We have prayed according to his will, and we let him do it in his timing. And so, and I'll share, like sometimes he does let us know.
Mm.
There was a friend of mine from at a state who called me and said, she asked for prayers for her husband. And she said he had had a stroke recently and he couldn't do as much as he used to be able to do. And that he really had become very depressed. She said, and now, you know, he wasn't getting out of bed. He's not eating much. And she said, I just found out he quit taking his heart medicine.
Mm.
Basically, he had given up and wanted to die. And she was so distraught.
Wow.
She called, of course, she called his doctors. But then she called us to pray. So I gathered some intercessor friends, and we lifted him up, and we asked the Holy Spirit to show us how to pray for her husband. And he showed us. He gave us different ideas, and we each shared what he was placing on our hearts as to how he wanted us to pray. And so the leader who was, I was leading the prayers, and I just included, I tied in all the insights that the people on the team got,
mm-hmm.
and I prayed that prayer to the Father. And I didn't have time. I was busy then. I didn't have time to call her back and say, we did pray. A few days later, she called me, and she said, You all must have been praying. She said, everything has changed. He's getting out of bed in the morning. He's making breakfast for us, and he is singing while he's cooking. Praise the Lord. But, you know, that's the power of spirit-led intercession. And also, that communal intercession is very powerful, too. So
coming together more than one, you with someone else.
Yeah, that's a powerful way to pray as well.
And can you speak just for a moment, too, Noelle, that, you know, I know that there's all of us have had experiences in our lives and the women listening included in that you've prayed for something and interceded for something and like maybe there's someone that's ill and they don't get better. Right. So we sort of have this
idea
that
you can see. Probably.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. So can you like speak to that about how intercession, that there's a power beyond what our eyes can see? Especially because for everyone, the story might not end in that same way visibly.
Right. He answers he answers our prayers in his timing, not ours. So even though he will show us how to pray for a particular person, he will show us what graces that he wants to give. It might not be answered as quickly as we would like the prayers to be answered, but that's okay. He knows. He knows what they need.
It reminds me of St. Monica so much, too. We forget when we say, oh, she prayed for 20 years. I'm like, 20 years is a long time. That was moment by moment by moment. It wasn't like they snapped their fingers.
You know what? I think one thing that we really want to do, we don't want to overlook it at the end of this show, is we really want to pray with our listeners. We want to ask you, Noelle, to intercede for all of the listeners out there and to maybe in a way demonstrate to everyone what intercession is just by doing it in prayer.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence and your love now and always. We thank you for this very powerful ministry of intercession and for all the graces that have gone forth through our prayers. We ask that you help us to embrace our call to intercession more deeply, more fully. Send your Holy Spirit to us and set our hearts on fire with your love. We ask that you, Holy Spirit, deepen within our hearts the gifts that will make our intercession more effective, especially the faith to believe that our prayers are being heard and will be answered. Help us to have listening hearts that we will hear your words that are spirit and life. And help us to be docile to your prompting so that our intercession will be according to your perfect will. Give us zeal for the salvation of souls and let us share deeply in Jesus' thirst for souls that we may share in his mission of bringing souls home to the Father. And so we ask Mother Mary that you intercede for us. We ask for your maternal love and prayers, especially that you will share with us your deep faith and your docility to the Spirit. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Noelle, for joining us. It's been such a gift. And again, thank you to our listeners. It's been such a joy to journey with you, especially this whole season.
I know.
We hope
it's
you
amazing.
Keep coming back for more. I am Sarah Denny.
I'm Sister Tracy.
And may God bless all of you.
Daughter Arise is a production of Catholic Community Radio.